From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
So we're going to go through a few things here, folks, and we certainly want you to jump onto the show notes because all the links are there. From Search Engine Journal, Roger Monti came out with a story just a couple days ago here. Google will now treat Meta Robot's nofollow as a hint. Okay. So Google Webmaster Trends analyst Gary Yeach tweeted that Google is officially changing support for Meta Robot's nofollow. Google now treats the Meta Robot's follow as a hint, similar to behavior to the recently updated nofollow link attribute. Okay, here's the thing. Why is this important, right? From an SEO standpoint, it could very well be huge. If you're actually crafting and addressing pages internally for a nofollow, so you're not actually wanting Google to even look and follow links on a particular section of the website, right? That could be very important that you pay attention or do something, maybe no index those pages, but the link authority, the page authority, that is the essence of nofollow. If it's now a hint as opposed to a mandate or a directive, now Google's kind of going to be looking at around and seeing what you're actually not hiding, but what's the unoptimized content, or more importantly, who are you linking to that you don't want to pass that link value to? So I know you're not an SEO in the SEO realm, Joe, but yeah. Did you catch some of this chatter that was going on here?
The part that I think that affects us, and it's habitually what we've always been from the PPC side, is mm-hmm. trying to create landing pages that speak to the search terms and the keywords that you're going after.
Right.
So even with landing page tools that could have this built-in no index checkbox or no follow-it checkbox.
Right.
Apologize if I get them mixed
up.
No,
you're fine.
It's that it's, okay, I can create as many different variants of the exact same page as I want, check the box, just yep. change the keywords on every single page. And now if it's just taken as a hint instead of a mandatory, It may cause some concern,
yep.
But we've seen in our industry over the past couple of years is that match types has been degraded at least 3 times already.
Hmm.
So there's been close variant matching where even if you're targeting an exact match keyword, it could still be related to or attached to a lot of other different type of search queries. So
you're not really controlling the destination page nearly as much.
Exactly.
As
so,
you could.
So I mean, if same thing. We're thinking we're targeting a specific keyword or a search term.
Mm-hmm.
Then we think we're going to target a specific ad that relates to that exact search term, and then we're going to serve them a landing page that is going to satisfy that exact search term.
Right.
Well, if that search term isn't exact anymore, we don't need 800 different variants of the same landing page.
Right.
So it's less work for us. Are we happy with the quality of traffic that's coming in all the time?
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's a portion that we can't control. So if we can't control it, let's do whatever we can to make it as efficient as possible with what we can control. And we don't need all those landing page variants with the no index follow anymore.
Well, the no follow also has a particular ramification, or how we were using it to basically tell, this was basically a stop sign to Google saying, no, we don't want you to spider any of the links from that page further. So you can come to that page, but we don't want you to move anywhere further from those the links that are coming from that targeted page.
Okay.
Which could also be used incorrectly, or I should say manipulated, by SEOs that didn't want to share some of the content that was internal. But these factors are good, but at the same time, if you have to go through and now realize that your entire site is being digested, not just the sections that you want it to be, or on top of that, not looking at all the internal links and really understanding exactly how Google's going to take a look at you, then, I mean, it could be a challenge if you have been sculpting it in a particular way.
Yeah.
So no follow, there's an argument that's also been kind of redundant as well. If you have a no index out there, you don't want, they're not doing anything against no index, because if you don't want that page referenced, it's not going to be referenced. But it's this adjustment, and they're looking at it as a hint to actually, oh, well, we may pay attention to it. It's more like a yield sign than a stop sign now, right?
The discretion part of it, too. And we're seeing that from the PPC side, too. It's like Google's like, don't, that's okay. We got it. But it's, I think as any digital marketer, we're control freaks.
So absolutely.
Whenever there is Google discretion, I don't care if it's automation, you know, machine learning, whatever, it's there's still that control portion that we hate giving up.
Right.
Because we've seen some positive side, but we've definitely seen the negative side of when we give up control, and that's what everyone is has a legitimate reason to be freaked out about it.
Absolutely. And so this dovetails into another article from Search Engine Journal by Matt Southern, great contributor over there. It's a direct tie-in. Google actually makes big change to nofollow and introduces also two new other link attributes. Now, we just talked about nofollow and that it's a hint as opposed – it's more like the Pirates of the Caribbean, right? It's more like a guideline. Anyway.
We get it.
All right. There's your geek reference number one. But the other two – you want to go super geek here – is there are two link attributes that they're introducing. That is rel sponsored and rel UGC, and that has to do with user-generated content. Now, check this out. If you were nofollowing – content because they were sponsored links and you weren't wanting to pass on authority from your page to another link because they were possibly buying that link association from you, right? They're actually giving us another way to tag those links as sponsored. So you're actually telling Google this is a link that one is a nofollow hint and it's also a sponsored link just to make sure that they know that they shouldn't be giving any type of attribution to the link that they have, right? So we're getting more and more categorization or classifications of the nofollow. They're really looking at links now, and they're looking at if you're coding links correctly. If you have sponsored content on your website and you haven't nofollowed that, right? And on top of that, they're giving us another factor to actually classify it as sponsored. Like, if you're not doing that, that could be your undoing if you have references out there and you're not communicating that well to Google. What do you think about this side of the equation?
I'm completely on board with it because from the advertising perspective, from a legality standpoint, we have to call that out now. It's nothing new from if you're running Facebook or Instagram ads that when you're setting up a campaign, there's now a checkbox saying, this ad is running alongside this company. You can check the box and say this account is also a part of this advertising initiative. Right. So for us, it's not anything new. And from the user perspective, there's a lot of pushback now, especially from the advertising standpoint, where everyone wants full transparency. There's now the ads library within Facebook where people want to know how they're being marketed to and everything from that. So I think it's only fair from an organic standpoint too. And kudos to any other SEO marketers who are doing this white hat perspective of being proactive and saying, this is good content, but we still have to be transparent with how we're displaying this content.
It's almost like you have to, whenever you have somebody, if you're trying a product and you're getting paid to try that product, you have to release that type of information.
You could still have sponsored content, but not have it be a salesy piece of junk too. Right. It could still be a legitimate, great piece of content that's educational, but still calling it out where the original source is coming from or who the partnership is with is going to be important for the user.
I think it's a bit of a sniffing out of potentially one of the last link games in-house in SEO. Just they're giving us the tools to say, okay, maybe we were putting some links out there for our sponsors and not really marking them correctly. Give them a little bit of a rope to hang themselves with, so to speak, because if they don't, you could very well see a penalty come through because they know if you have a sponsor, if you have any type of relationship, they know the links that are actually sponsored or not. They're kind of giving you the ability to categorize it before a hammer comes down.
Yeah, and we can also go down the rabbit hole of the influencer marketing buzzword perspective of it too.
Absolutely.
If you have your Instagram star marketing your stuff, you definitely got to call that out, and you should probably do that from the organic perspective too.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I wanted to swing around and pull this article up. This is from Search Engine Land by George Nguyen, and I hope I pronounced his last name correctly. This was a bit of an inside article, and this actually ties into part of my conversation I want to have with you today. Content accuracy is not a ranking factor, says Danny Sullivan. Google's systems cannot verify the accuracy of content. Instead, it relies on signals that the company thinks aligns with relevancy of topic and authority. According to Danny Sullivan, Google Search Liaison, in a tweet posted from his own personal account. Okay, so there was that opened up a bit of a conversation in SEOs. They were going back and talking about accuracy because expertise, authority, and trust, the buzzword of the land in SEO right now, has to do with also accuracy of content. You have to be trusted in that, and subsequently that content has to be trusted as well, not just the brand. So there, Danny's saying that they can't adjust and they can't measure accuracy. However, in other areas, especially a featured snippet and the knowledge panel, they are actually putting together an entire model. We had Bill Slosky on the show a couple weeks ago, a model of how to actually discern accuracy of information. They were talking about referencing accuracy in film references, two films that were exactly the same name, one released in 66, one released in 82 or whatever, and being able to for Google to be able to understand exactly which ones are which. So there's an accuracy algorithm that's happening here. And, I mean, we've been talking about Google's truth gateway here. What do you think about this factor?
See, I'm laughing because I want accuracy as much as possible just in the world and on the internet as possible.
Right.
However, when I hear a story of someone purposely messing with a Wikipedia page just to mess with the knowledge graph, I laugh at that because it's fun.
It's like graffiti.
Yeah. It's exactly as in it. When it happens over and over again and it doesn't get corrected, then you know there's a flaw in the system.
Right.
Do I think Google is purposely trying to do something that is going to hurt that quality of it? Mm-hmm. No, I just think, one, when you look at a quantity perspective, it's tough. And I know Google's really trying to push and rely on their machine learning and their algorithms and everything, but it's not perfect. And it's not going to be perfect to understand human emotion yet. I mean, we're not there yet. Could it get there? I believe it'll get there, but it's not there yet. There was a CNET article last week, and I apologize for bringing up a iffy topic, too, about there was earlier in the year about all the pedophilia links going on within YouTube comments. YouTube is a Google-owned property, so that's why I'm bringing this up.
Right.
It's they said we're going to crack down on it. That's okay. We're going to make sure that any links to any suggestive content will be removed. Well, there's a CNET article this past week that said, pretty much that hasn't been fixed at all. It's barely improved. So if they're relying on their machine learning to fix these problems and any huge controversy, anything, it's clearly been shown that it's not working.
Right.
So, but how many people do they need to hire to fix it? And they also are a business.
Right.
So
right.
It's that common balance. Do I really think they're doing it deliberately? No. However, the problem is tougher to solve, as well as people know how to get around loopholes and everything. There's always going to be this problem that you're chasing, and it's never going to be perfect.
Well, they were saying that, and so they're trying to put together the math of how to understand a piece of content's value and authority. But they're treading a fine line. They're trying not to step into the accuracy standpoint, because on top of that, what's accurate? Who actually states that truth is truth? Right there, right? So they're trying to build the engine around what kind of pings actually can be correlated to an accuracy point without actually saying that it's accurate content, right? So they're still trying to build this thing.
There's hundreds of hours of YouTube content uploaded every single minute.
Yeah,
I don't know the stats on blogs or web pages or everything. The amount of quantity that's pushed out there to be able to go and fact check everything. Again, we'd love it to happen. We want it to happen. We're pushing for it to happen, but it's not as easy of a task that people think it's going to be. So,
for an unpaid type of mandate.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to rip on Google a lot, but I got to give them some benefit of the doubt here. It's like, this is not an easy task to be like, we'll just flip a switch and it's going to be accurate, you guys. It's not how it works.
No, it's not. But you got to see, check out that conversation, because it was really interesting. Rand Fishkin chimed in regarding how they can extract fact information from filmographies to travel information, just kind of pointing the finger, hey, you guys are doing it already in these different spaces, but when it gets down
in the spaces where they can make money on.
I'm
just gonna say it.
there's separate
advertising platforms for those industries. I didn't say it, but I said it. So
that just happened.
That just happened. Hey, we love you, Google.
Yep.
Please know we love you. And even if Joe doesn't, we do. All right. Hey, if you enjoyed our take on this week's digital marketing news, make sure you join us on the full Joe Martinez interview coming up next.